Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Most of us eat every day. Some of us too much. Because yesterday's food is not enough to supply energy for today's needs. Why then do some of us expect yesterday's portion of heavenly manna, the Word of God, to keep us through today's challenges? On this program, we are going to change all of that. Let's experience God's words today and receive the power we need to live healthy, vibrant lives. Welcome to Your Daily Portion with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, February 28, 2023. Hello, my name is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Your Daily Portion, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our lesson study series, Managing for the Master Till He Comes. Our caption for today is The Heart of Judas. The Heart of Judas. We'll get into that in just a moment, but first I'd like to say welcome to you, and I hope you are staying safe during this time and you are enjoying your morning time with God, your worship, your fellowship with Him, and I'm hoping that this is building in you a desire to have fellowship with His people and, of course, to go out and to find people who are lost in order to bring them into a winning relationship with God. Okay, so we are thankful for the day, the moment that God has given to us. And I'm asking you to please come over to yourdailyportion.com. Join our online community where you can ask your questions, share your comments, and so forth concerning the lesson 24 hours, 7 days a week. And then we can build in that way together. Let's go ahead and pray and then get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day and for the privilege you have entrusted to us. Father, now I'm asking you to teach us holiness, like we were talking about yesterday, but teach us how to yield our will in humility to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. So I don't want to begin on a down note, but the fact is, one of the most tragic stories in Scripture is the one about Judas Iscariot. Yeah, Judas Iscariot. This man held a privilege that no other people besides 11 others on planet Earth ever did or ever could hold. What was that? To have been with Jesus all that time and to have learned eternal truths directly from his mouth, directly from his mouth. And so that makes me think of something, proximity, and I want you to get this with me. This is not me teaching you. How can I teach you? This is for all of us. The Holy Spirit is showing all of us something here. Proximity, all caps, underscore, bolded in red letters, proximity to Jesus. Being near to God and godly things does not, I repeat, does not make any of us holy. Proximity to Jesus, being near to God and godly things, does not make us by itself make us holy. Enter Judas Iscariot. How much closer could you have gotten to Jesus than Judas Iscariot? I mean, come on. He was with him day and night like the rest of the disciples. So what does make us holy, David? Well, the Bible teaches us that submission to God does. Submit to God. That makes us holy. So what went wrong with Judas? Well, let's see something in one story about Judas, and then we'll see how much more we can glean in the about 4 or 5 minutes that we have left here, okay? So first we read from the book of John, chapter 12. This is disturbing, by the way. This story is disturbing to me because he was close to Jesus, like he was right there, and he was lost, and he was tragically lost. What a mess. God deliver us from ourselves. John chapter 12, beginning at verse 1, and the Bible reads, And then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead. So we see miracle working power in Christ right there in this story, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of ointment. Can I say it another way? The house was filled with the aroma of worship. The house was filled and, oh no, that was in Isaiah. Oh no, that was during Solomon's time. You see where I'm going? Like, I see times where God fills the place because we worship him. And so the smell, the aroma is actually a lesson for us that God does inhabit the praises of his people. Verse 4, then saith one of the disciples, even though this worship is going on, even though there is a miracle that we can look at, a living, walking miracle, Lazarus has been raised from the dead, even though this man Judas is in closest proximity to Jesus, the Bible says, then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? You're a liar, Judas. You're talking about giving to the poor, but really, you're poor, unless you've re-termed the poor, the little bag that you keep close to you, that you spend and waste on whatever you choose to spend and waste for, if you have nicknamed your bag, if you have nicknamed you stealing, thieving brother in the faith who has been robbing God, if you've nicknamed your bank account the poor, then I get what you're saying here. But what God is saying here is, no, you're talking about the poor as if you're really going to do something. Verse 6, this said he, not that he cared for the poor. You think I'm being hard on him? No, this is what the Holy Ghost said. Not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. She's a worshiper. Verse 8, for the poor always ye have with you, but ye have me not always. And so God is saying to the Judases of this world, repent. Judas could have repented, you know. It was covetousness. It was that he wanted to enrich himself. It was that he was so full of his own self. He believed the hype. He believed the filters that he put over his camera while he was putting up TikTok videos. Like, he believed what people said by clicking follow, like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Like, he believed what people taught about him, that he's so wonderful. Look at Judas. He's close to God. Like, he believed that because of his proximity, watch out, brothers and sisters, for your come up. Like, people sometimes adjoin themselves to people and become social media influencers. They become church famous. Like, they become people who are attached to other people so that they can enrich themselves, enrich their own pockets, enrich their own reputations, and feel like they're somebody rather than actually submitting to God and yielding to his will and looking for people who were cast down and dejected and rejected, looking for the poor, the lame, the maimed, the blind, the fatherless, the widows, looking for people who need assistance. Sometimes we enrich ourselves rather than the cause of Christ and for his glory. And so from the book Desire of Ages, Judas loved the great teacher and desired to be with him. He felt the desire to be changed in character and life, and he hoped to experience this through connecting himself with Jesus. The Savior did not repulse Judas. He gave him a place among the 12. He trusted him to do the work of an evangelist. He endowed him with power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. But Judas did not come to the point of surrendering himself, here is a qualifier, fully to Jesus Christ. God is saying to all of us, don't just observe Jesus, surrender fully to Jesus.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This has been your Daily Portion with L. David Harris. Make it a great day.